Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John and Celeste this morning. Following news all morning long of a mass shooting in the Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado, overnight at a movie theater at a midnight showing of the new Batman movie at a theater at a multiplex. At least 14 people killed, as we understand it, 50 wounded in hospitals around Denver, Colorado. Wounded are being treated as we speak. This is a tragic shooting. I want to read you what has just been put in my hand, which is a statement from the president, from Barack Obama. It reads as follows. Michelle and I are shocked and saddened by the horrific and tragic shooting in Colorado. Federal and law enforcement officials are still responding, and my administration will do everything that we can to support the people of Aurora in this extraordinarily difficult time. We are committed to bringing whoever was responsible to justice, ensuring the safety of our people, and caring for those who have been wounded. As we do when confronted by moments of darkness and challenge, we must now come together as one American family. All of us must have the people of Aurora in our thoughts and prayers as they confront the loss of family, friends, and neighbors, and we must stand together with them in the challenging hours and days that come. That was a statement from the President of the United States, Barack Obama, out of the White House early this morning as we're following news of at least 14 people dead and around 50 injured after a masked gunman opened fire at a premiere of the latest Batman movie in a cinema in Aurora, which is a suburb of Denver. Witnesses say a man wearing a gas mask, as I said, set off either a smoke bomb or tear gas in the theater and then opened fire on patrons. One suspect is in custody. He's 24 years old, as we understand it. And Aurora, Colorado Police Chief Dan Coates says they're checking out a claim that he made.
The only thing I will tell you is he made a statement to us about explosives in his residence, and we are dealing with that potential threat right now. Beyond that, I have nothing more to say about what he said to us.
The people who were shot were watching a midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises, as I said. It was being shown in an adjacent theater at the multiplex, and for a while, people in that theater thought that the sound of the gunfire was part of the show because it occurred during a part of the movie that actually had a shootout going on at the same time. There was a lot of confusion that it may have been a promotion or some kind of high-tech part of the film. In the past half hour, we heard from Chuck Murphy, social media editor at the Denver Post.
There is one suspect in custody. He is described to us as a 24-year-old man, and we don't know any more about him than that at this point. Police are searching his apartment in North Aurora after he made some statements about having additional explosives. And we've seen some video of police searching a car in the parking lot using a robot to go through the trunk, also looking for additional armament or explosives.
We had heard reports from some witnesses talking to television networks and such that there was a lot of confusion inside the theater, two different showings of the Batman movie being shown in adjacent theaters when police started running in and telling people to run out.
Correct. He began shooting in Theater 9, is our understanding, at a moment in the film where there was gunfire in the film, so even those in the theater were unaware what was going on at first. Then actual projectiles, whether they're bullets or shotgun pellets, we don't know, started going through the walls from Theater 9 into Theater 8 where other people were wounded. So it was obviously very chaotic and remains very chaotic out there.
And do we know yet if the gunman moved from Theater 9 and then moved into Theater 8, or was it just a question of the projectiles going through the wall?
We think it's just projectiles going through the walls, but we're still very early in our reporting and have not received a complete briefing from police yet. I'm not sure they know yet.
Of course. We're speaking with Chuck Murphy, social media editor at the Denver Post. Chuck, we also had reports that this gunman was wearing bulletproof paraphernalia, bulletproof vest or bulletproof armor, a gas mask, black clothing. I don't think that the similarities to the Columbine shooting are going to be escaping a lot of people in the Denver area when they wake up to this news this morning.
Yeah, there's obviously that people here are still mindful of Columbine and thinking about that. But this is, there's no connection that we know of at this point other than they both happened in the same metro area.
Now, just before we came on air, I spoke with Dr. Stephen Wolf, an on-duty emergency doctor at Denver Health Medical Center in Denver.
We actually have seen six patients who have come in with penetrating wounds, gunshot wounds from the mass casualty incident in Aurora, Colorado.
Dr. Wolf, are these adults, children, both?
They're all adults. They're all over 18. So,
have you been told to expect more patients? I understand some patients have been taken to another hospital, which is Swedish Medical Center there in Denver.
Yeah, yes. My understanding is Swedish received multiple patients also. It's been about two, maybe a little less, maybe an hour since we've last heard of the transported patient. I think for the most part, people are starting to wind down. Our physician teams that have been that were sort of called to action, so to speak, have started to break down and go about catching up with the work that they had to put on hold. The patients here have been stabilized, and definitive care plans are being arranged.
All 6 years patients are stabilized. Are any of them in critical condition, or all out of the woods at this point?
I think two of them would be best classified as serious condition and likely needing to go to the operating room.
And at the same time, people don't stop having car accidents and other trauma, even though a tragic shooting goes on.
Absolutely. I mean, other patients here are patients with critical airway infections and critical other surgical pathology, meaning appendicitis or gallbladder disease. So, you know, you try to do your best to triage and to prioritize all the patients together, recognizing that penetrating injuries like the gunshot wounds that we saw are critical and can hide can hide life-threatening injuries.
Dr. Wolf, one more question for you. Do you know about this theater in Aurora? Have you attended movies there? Have there been other incidents like this at that theater or others around town that you know of?
Not that I know of. I know where the theater is. I know a little bit about the details. Most of it has come from either the paramedics who were on scene, who report a very chaotic scene, and it sounds like it was just an unbelievably horrible incident. With the open shooting.
Dr. Stephen Wolf, emergency room physician at Denver Health Medical Center, Denver, Colorado.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.